Sitka is about as far off the beaten track of presidential politics as you can get and still call it presidential politics. Still, during caucus night last February, almost three-quarters of the Democrats who turned out preferred Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton. The result tracked well with Democrats elsewhere across the state who favored the senator from Illinois by similar margins. It's been 44 years since Alaskans gave their three electoral votes to a Democratic presidential candidate. Nate Osborne, the deputy communications director for the Obama campaign in Alaska, says electoral math this year warrants putting people on the ground in the state, even in backwaters like Sitka, where Governor Palin herself stepped off an airplane but did not otherwise campaign.
To get to 270, we'll get there however we can, but we'll get there. And if we need those three electoral votes to put us over the top on the evening of November 4th, then hey, more power to us. And there are several scenarios that show Alaska being critical in that regard.
That sentiment was echoed by local Obama campaign volunteer Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who says that setting up an office in Sitka means that the campaign believes it has a realistic chance in Alaska this year.
Almost all the polls that have come out that I've seen in Alaska, Ivan Moore, Rasmussen, you name it, they've all either showed a slight McCain lead, a slight Obama lead, and almost always are within the margin of error. So it should be a horse race up here.
Christ Tompkins, who's heading off to his freshman year at Yale, thinks people, especially west of the Mississippi, are interested in change. He's not sure why Alaska seems to be polling with this trend while other traditionally Republican states like Idaho and Utah are not. Christ Tompkins thinks the Obama campaign is relying on Sitka to offset Republican strongholds in other parts of the state.
I think Sitka is being counted on to run up the margin to compensate for areas like Ketchikan, like Prince of Wales, like Mat-Su and Kenai, places that probably aren't going to be so friendly to a Democrat.
The Obama campaign has five offices in Alaska so far. McCain's Alaska office is the Western Region headquarters in Henderson, Nevada. McCain did poorly in the Alaska Republican presidential preference poll, coming in a distant fourth behind Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and Ron Paul. Sitka Republicans gave McCain third place. McCain campaign communications director Rick Gorka says he's counting on Alaskans' political ideology to give his candidate the state in the general election.
Senator Obama needs and has to spend precious resources and time in a state like Alaska to prove to Alaska voters that he is not the most liberal member of the Senate, which he is. He's wrong on taxes, he's wrong on the economy, he's wrong on gun issues.
Gorka says the campaign will shortly announce a statewide director and put people on the ground. Like the Democrats, Gorka says the McCain campaign does not consider Alaska symbolic.
It's neck and neck, and there isn't one electoral vote that the McCain campaign isn't going to compete for. And it's, you know, the three votes in Alaska are very important.
Obama campaign officials confirmed that they do have a staff member working in Sitka, but weren't ready to announce that an office would open here. Deputy Communications Director Osborne says a campaign field office, should one open, is useful for coordinating volunteers.
A lot of people want to come in, they want to chat, they want to form teams, and they really want to get involved in the grassroots democratic process. And not a lot of them have been given that opportunity for a really long time. So we're very excited that Barack Obama is bringing that.
Osborne says he recognizes that Alaskans are not highly partisan, with far more independents than registered Democrats. He thinks his candidate appreciates that independence and will benefit from it on Election Day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.